Do you ever get cornered at parties and have people ask you to explain the blockchain to them?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Hunter Horsley is the CEO of Bitwise Asset Management, an investment fund for cryptocurrency. Have you had people come into asking you about CryptoKitties?
Yeah, certainly it comes up. I mean, you know, digital cats that people are breeding and buying for tens of thousands of dollars certainly gets people's attention.
Yeah, no kidding. CryptoKitties made headlines earlier this year when one kitty sold for $140,000 at an art auction, and the company just got $12 million in funding. It has hundreds of thousands of players who've spent millions of dollars buying, selling, and breeding. Wait for it. Digital cats.
Digital cats.
Yeah. And you can't do all that buying and selling in dollars because to buy a CryptoKitty, you have to use Ethereum, a cryptocurrency. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, CryptoKitties. The strange, kind of ugly,
very ugly,
cute,
actually, in some cases.
Ish, yeah. Little crypto fad, which also represents a brand new kind of commodity.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Slack. Slack is a collaboration hub for work that makes sure the right people in your team are always in the loop and key information is always at their fingertips. Learn more at slack.com. Support also comes from State Street Global Advisors. Download Crazy Enough to Work, a podcast series with Elizabeth Banks about the bold moves mid-cap companies make to thrive and survive. Provided by State Street Global Advisors Funds Distributors, LLC.
Do you have a favorite CryptoKitty right now?
Yeah, my founder, 32.
This is Wayne, or Witty Kitty, as he's known in the CryptoKitty universe. And Founder 32 is his prize CryptoKitty.
Are you looking at Founder 32 right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does it feel to look at Founder 32?
No, I just put a smile on my face every time I look at it. That's what really got me into this whole CryptoKitties journey. Like, I just dove right in after I bought him.
When he says he dove in, I mean, he's not messing around.
He went hard.
Yeah. And he's talking about his most valuable CryptoKitty, Founder 32. And that's a high bar because he owns more than 5,000 of these cats.
Wayne first heard about CryptoKitties last year. He had started investing in cryptocurrency. And he got really excited about CryptoKitties for two reasons. First, it was something he could buy with his Ethereum. And he had invested in this cryptocurrency Ethereum. But it can be kind of hard to buy stuff with cryptocurrency. And here was something you could buy only with Ether.
But also, as Wayne was reading more, he came across an article about CryptoKitties that gave him an idea.
The article talked about breeding, and it said the average cost for one breed was like $16, but the average kitty sold was $25. So to me, I thought that was a really good opportunity.
Wayne thought, I could have a little business inside the world of crypto, breeding crypto kitties.
But Wayne wanted to be smart about this, so for a while, he just kind of watched.
I kind of sat on the side.
You were like watching the prices of different kitties go up and down.
Oh yeah, I did that for 3 weeks straight. Like, even at school, I was watching it while I was in class.
Yeah, did I forget to mention Wayne was in college last year? And Cardiff, I feel old.
We feel old.
We feel old. We feel old.
But here is what young Wayne saw. Each CryptoKitty is a little drawing of a cat. The price ranged from less than a dollar to all the way up to thousands of dollars. And the key to a cat's value, he discerned, lay in certain attributes, or as the game calls it, catributes.
These are things like fur color, belly color, eye shape.
Yeah, Hunter Horsley with Bitwise, he says that from an investment perspective, CryptoKitties are basically
non-fungible tokens, which is what...
Wait, non-fungible tokens? So
yeah,
that
so,
is what a CryptoKitty yeah. is. It's a non-fungible token.
That's right, yeah. So,
okay, what does that mean? Non-fungible. So this means it is not interchangeable with something else like it. So a $10 bill, for instance, is fungible. It does not matter which $10 bill you have in the world. They're all the same. They all have the same value.
Things that are not fungible, wine, paintings, cars, property. Or in the case of CryptoKitties, a drawing of a particular cat. Or actually, if we're being really precise, the little bit of code that represents a particular cat and how it looks. Like, for example, Founder 32.
Like Founder 32, Wayne's cat. Definitely not like other CryptoKitties, at least not to Wayne. Most of the cats Wayne saw in the CryptoKitty universe cost about $25. The price he paid for Founder 32?
$10,000 or something.
That's a...
Yeah.
Did it feel weird to spend that amount of money on a cartoon picture of a cat?
Oh, yeah. It took me a lot of willpower to click the button to buy it, but... Once I moved the Ethereum over, I was like, you know what? I'm committed and I know what I'm doing.
Founder 32, the $10,000
yes.
cat. Wayne said he had faith for a few reasons that Founder 32 would keep its value. One is that Founder 32 was one of the first CryptoKitties ever made. It was a Generation Zero cat, or Gen Zero. There's a limited supply of these Gen Zero cats, and so Wayne thought Founder 32 would hold its value.
Also, because he was so old, Founder 32 had some really special, valuable cat attributes. Things like orange fur and something Wayne calls crazy eyes.
So its eyes are actually facing different ways.
Okay, okay.
And it has a beard, which is only existent in, I believe, 25 kitties in the entire game.
So a beard is, like, very desirable.
Yeah.
Wayne started breeding Founder 32 with other cats and selling the offspring. And his initial $10,000 investment in Founder 32, he says, it's paid off.
I've sold over 200 Ethereum worth. So in
How
total,
much is that?
Around 115K.
You've made $115,000 on CryptoKitties, like selling your CryptoKitties.
I actually haven't cashed out, so I still believe in the game, so I've been reinvesting all of it, except what I need to live.
But Wayne, he's a believer. So for him, yeah, it's a game. He loves playing it. He loves the cats. But it's also an investment.
Do you think, like, buying CryptoKitties is, like, the equivalent of buying Apple at, like, $8 a share?
I think Gen Zeros, yes.
Yeah, Hunter Horsley, CEO of Bitwise, is skeptical.
I don't know about that. I think it's a little bit like buying a Beanie Baby or a piece of your friend's artwork.
Oof.
I know.
Brutal.
The friend's artwork. That seems to really undercut it. So Hunter says as an investment, CryptoKitties are...
super risky.
Really risky. But he says there is something really exciting and really groundbreaking about the CryptoKitties themselves. Because this is an entirely new way to own something. So in the past, you could buy something within a digital space. Let's say you buy a high elven sword inside of World of Warcraft. You can run around inside the game and use your high elven sword. But it's not like you can take that sword with you. Like, you can't take it into Mario Kart. But the way CryptoKitties works, you would own the high elven sword. It would be a unique sword with a unique little bit of code underlying it, and that would be yours. It would be all yours, and you could take it anywhere. You could sell it on eBay. You could bring it into another game. It represents an entirely new kind of property.
Hunter says this could have huge implications. So we know, for example, that things like our emails or online documents and photos are all really valuable to us, and they feel like they belong to us. But actually, we don't own them. And it's really hard to price all that stuff. There's never been a way, for example, to price an individual email or a photo.
We haven't had a good way historically to represent that value. What non-fungible tokens represent is the ability to put a price on every specific unit.
So Hunter says that a lot of people are seeing major potential in non-fungible tokens. Earlier this week, for example, Major League Baseball launched crypto baseball cards. And of course, you can only buy them with Ethereum. A few marketplaces have even cropped up where people can sell these non-fungible tokens.
In the meantime, Wayne is still making money selling his CryptoKitties, but his investment has lost a lot of its value. Ethereum has been dropping against the dollar all summer. So remember the $10,000 Wayne paid for Founder 32? That same amount of Ether would be worth about $3,000 today, which probably means the great Founder 32 isn't worth nearly what he was when Wayne first locked crazy eyes with him last year. A brave new world of commodities. Buy them, breed them, sell them. We could not resist. Tomorrow, join us, The Indicator buys a CryptoKitty. Oh my God.
What fresh hell is this?
But.
Our money's gone. It's gone.
It's not gone. I mean, maybe we should say tomorrow The Indicator tries to buy a CryptoKitty,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we're not good at this.